Old sounds of One Republic there. Say All I Need, your new single. I'm sure that'll be voted last at the Eurovision if it was sung from the UK country. On Radio 2 with all the world.
Apparently Wogan's playing the same song.
Is he? Is that good for us or not?
I don't know. People might have thought it. They'd put Radio 2 on by mistake.
What was that for the end? Wake up, Terry.
What? Children need pussy. Sorry about that. I just dozed off. The old Wogan eyelids closing for a moment. But it won't happen again. Because still to go on the show this morning.
Terry! Wake up!
What hell name you?
What?
Does Terry Wogan ever say, because whenever anyone does an impression of him,
ho-ho,
including me, howdy ho, does he ever say that? I've never heard him say that.
I'd like to think that he does.
Yeah. Howdy ho.
Heidi hi.
I don't think he does he?
You sounded just like Wogan and Ken Bruce then. It was like you're having a little moment.
Howdy ho.
Heidi hi.
Yeah.
I get it. Holiday camp humour.
Imagine waking up and hearing that handover between Terry Wogan and Ken Bruce. You'd think it was some madman talking to himself.
Oh, how was your weekend, Ken? Not so bad. That's good.
Dave's Ken. I'm not going to...
I'm talking to myself again.
That used to be the favourite bit of the show for me when you two did your Wogan and Bruce handover.
I never used to like that.
Did you not?
No.
I thought it was a strong...
I loved it.
Did you?
Strong I part loved of the show. Wogan and Ken Bruce on our show.
Frank Skinner's favourite part of the show.
It was.
When he came on.
Praise indeed.
Come on, do it. You haven't done it for ages.
Let me get into it.
You need a track to come out of, don't you? You have to make dog noises.
Go ahead and scream
it. Just say. Your time ticking along. Says that Wogan is out of here. Got to go and see Mrs. Wogan and the little Wogans. That's One Republic. Time now for One Republic of a man. Ken Bruce.
Hey, Tim. Hey. Yeah, see you. See you
next. See, the old catchphrases are coming out this morning.
Absolutely. That's been lovely.
I noticed as I was sitting there last night watching the Wogan telly in the Wogan pyjamas that I'm all over the TV. Yet, Ken, after working together for such a long time, you're never on television. Why is this?
Well, that's the thing, because I always know that it's all about you on Radio 2.
Well, that's right. Old Wogan... I don't know why they don't just change it to Radio Wogan. But apart from the odd appearance on Call My Bluff with that man, Sandy Toksvig, we never see the old face of the Ken Bruce.
Sandy's all right. Terry Wogan. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I've got to say, I've no idea what he just said.
Apparently a small dog came in during that.
It's weird because they are very similar, aren't they? Not that we demonstrated that, but...
Yeah.
Somebody's just texted in very geekily saying, Ken Bruce is on holiday this week, it's Richard Allinson.
No.
Can you do Richard's voice?
No, I can't do Allinson.
What a mistake.
Some would say that I can't do Ken Bruce.
No.
Only a very cruel critic.
Yeah. You can do Ken Bruce like Dominic can do Paul Daniels.
I make a living.
Brilliant. It's like he's in the room.
Debbie!
Idolise me, Debbie. Magic.
We have to say happy birthday.